Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
City leaders threatened a lawsuit when Missouri lawmakers passed legislation to put SLMPD in the hands of that five-member board. And today, they officially went through with it. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green is listed as a co-plaintiff along with the city. The lawsuit says a clause in the new state law forbidding city officials from interfering with the board violates Green's First Amendment rights. It also says provisions requiring the city to spend more of its police or more of its budget on police violates the state constitution.
Yeah, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. That was the Channel 4 report yesterday on this lawsuit that the city has filed against the state. And it sounds to me like Megan Green, the defund the police president of the Board of Aldermen, is mad that she will no longer be able to defund the police. That's what I take from it. But I wanted to bring in actual attorney in on all this, and that would be our friend Jane Duker, who's looked over this thing. And Jane, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing fine. You know, I'm watching this, and the first thing that popped into my mind as I read it, what Megan Green is alleging here, is that picture of her standing on the side of the road at a protest holding a defund the police sign.
Correct. I mean, she is an avowed defunder. Correct.
And
she's unapologetic about it as well.
She is. And what she's saying here is that by the state forcing the city to give at least 25% of its budget to the police, that's somehow an unfunded mandate?
Yes. And so there is something in the state constitution called unfunded mandate that if the state forces a local government to do something that it isn't willing to fund, then they can't do it without funding it. And so, but here's the problem here. First of all, there was a constitutional amendment to the Hancock Amendment, and it passed twice in the last 2.5 years. And what it says is, notwithstanding the foregoing prohibition, before December 31st, 2026, the General Assembly may by law increase the minimum funding for a police force established by a state board of police commissioners to ensure that such police force has additional resources to serve its community.
Yep.
So the Constitution itself takes away her claim. And this was passed, I think, like 2.5 years ago. The Supreme Court had a problem with the fiscal note summary. And so it was put before voters again, and voters overwhelmingly passed it.
You know, the thing about it is there's no way that she doesn't have attorneys smart enough to know that. So knowing that, why would they go ahead and file the suit?
this was a political stunt. This was Tashara Jones and Megan Green doing one last punch to Kara Spencer.
Oh, boy.
So now, is she going to have to do the responsible thing and not fund this? And it's interesting because Megan Green, suing in her official taxpayer capacity, she doesn't have authority to do that.
There's
an outside lawyer here.
Yeah, aren't the taxpayers having to foot this bill?
Good question. So she hired Chuck Hatfield out of Jefferson City. Don't know if this is being funded by the taxpayer. First of all, the city has no First Amendment rights. So, and this is the other goofy thing, is they did this in federal court. So somebody had to allege a federal claim in order to get this in federal court.
Oh.
And so that's how Megan gets in, and she says, oh, it violates my free speech rights. Now, let's be clear. Speech does not interfere with the police board. There is a provision in the board control law that says that those elected officials and, city officials that attempt to interfere with the police board, they could lose their seat. So she's saying, oh, it'll prevent me from using my speech. Well, speech does not interfere with the police board unless you're doing something illegal like protesting, like she did at Wash U, where she was told to leave and she broke the law.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Speech does not interfere with the police board. Words, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Remember that kindergarten phrase?
I do.
Yes. Right. So the First Amendment claim is specious. It's frivolous, but it was a way to try to get them into federal court. And so what's going to happen, if I had to guess, the federal court's going to say, sorry, this First Amendment claim, speech does not interfere with a police board. Illegal behavior and obstruction, which are actions, not words, can interfere with the police board. She wants to interfere with the police board. That's exactly what she wants to do. So, but speech doesn't do it. And so I think they'll throw it out and they'll say, hey, by the way, this is a state claim. Go back to state court.
Yeah.
And then this constitutional amendment is really bad for them.
It's and again, taxpayers are on the hook, probably from the city's point of view, but certainly from the state's point of view, because they're going to have to go defend this somewhere in federal court.
That's exactly right.
There's no way around that. Jane Duker is our guest, and we're talking about this lawsuit to the city. So this all breaks last night, and today, what, at noon, the new mayor gets inaugurated. What are you expecting different, if anything, from a Kara Spencer administration?
Well, it's hard to tell, obviously. I think the voters were very clear that they wanted to get rid of Tashara Jones. And so I think, the new mayor, I think, needs to understand that she needs to govern for everyone. She did say on the campaign trail she wanted to hire 400 police, which is obviously a great idea. Let's hope she can get that done, because the more police she gets, the more presence we have. Hopefully downtown will not look like an abandoned hellscape. She did take down the fences. I thought that was a very good symbolic move, as one of her first acts is to get rid of the fence around City Hall. I hope she goes to the concrete bollards around City Garden soon so people don't think that this is a war zone. And I think that, and she did say election night, we all want a downtown we can be proud of. Well, we don't have a downtown right now that we are proud of. Mm-mm. And so I hope she will work very hard to get that done. I want her to succeed. Everyone wants her to succeed. So, I'm hoping she will. I think the voters were very clear. They want basic services. We got to start there. All of these, so-called life-changing programs that only cost money the city doesn't have, that's not what people want. They want to be safe. They want their trash picked up. They want their streets plowed. They want their, they want their downtown to not look like a hellscape.
Yeah, it's true. Jane, listen, I appreciate the explanation on the lawsuit. That's good info for us to have. Thank you for your time.
Yes. Have a great day, guys.
And is it? Yep. We'll talk to you very soon. Thank you.
You got it.
All right. Take care. Jane Duker there joining us live to talk to us a little bit more about this. Just so you understand where they're coming from. It's hard to stand out and hold a sign saying you want to defund the police when you're the president of the Board of Aldermen. She's trying to avoid having to spend money on public safety, pretty obviously. Wow. Coming up, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First, see what he's up to today. At the bottom of the hour, our friend Luis Valdez is going to join us from Gun Owners of America. Kind of a mixed ruling out of a court, specifically the DOJ, on what constitutes a rifle or a pistol, or can it be both? We're going to talk to Luis about that at the bottom of the hour.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I feel super connected to love. So connected to love. I think this experience has shown me you never know how much love is inside of you, like how much love you have to give and how loved you are until the day you launch.
Wishing he could have been on that rocket ship yesterday with Katy Perry so that he could be connected to the love, too. It is our good pal Todd Pyro, host of Fox & Friends First.
I would just like to say I'm a little bit uncomfortable talking on air about the love inside of you.
a little odd yesterday from Katy Perry. What did that even mean? She's so connected to the love.
You know, Gail King might be making an appointment to get her ears pierced. She feels like she's ready to take that next step after having gone to space yesterday. So maybe you could meet her at Claire's so she could finally get her ears pierced.
Her ears aren't pierced?
Apparently not. Yeah. Maybe she uses clip-ons.
Dude, my kids in daycare have, like, some kids that have their ears pierced.
I know.
What's Gail doing?
I don't know. I had to get that clip earlier as well because Gail. Gail King was very upset apparently she's afraid to fly. So this was her reaction.
What would you say to people watching right now that are scared, that are fearful of anything? What would you say to them?
Well, I just said I'm stepping way out of my comfort zone. Because this is so not like me. I said up there, I might now get my ears pierced.
I mean,
when I talk to Navy SEALs, oftentimes they talk about, you know, amazingly intense battles that they have and immediately follow up with, but it was nothing compared to the time that I went to the mall and got my ears pierced.
I said earlier, you know, the identity politics of it all, I just don't get what the significance of it was. Yes, we sent 5 women up into space yesterday. We've sent men, we've sent monkeys, we've sent dogs. I just don't know what. None of them had anything to do with flying that rocket.
this is one of those days. And admittedly, we didn't cover the story in a lot of detail. We kind of cursorially. But, you know, I saw it in the rundown and I said, just censor every thought that you have, because this isn't a podcast. You're not on with Joe Rogan and you're not a comedian.
Yes.
But, you know, I certainly thought of all the jokes that I would have said if I could. And let me tell you, St. Louis, they were great.
Now's the time to say it. We have a few minutes still.
Yeah, this is, you know, this is something arranged through Fox Media every week. You know, I'm technically on the clock with them. Let's keep it clean.
Yeah.
You know, let's just say it involved discussion of driving.
You hate nun women driving, Todd?
Oh, I don't know. I hate the identity politics of it.
Yeah.
I just don't. I mean, and plus they come down and they say, oh, I have a new view of love. All you did was get on a rocket ship and go up in the sky and then float back down. I don't know what the, it'd be cool. I'd love to do it. I just don't know what that it was life changing.
I'm actually going to give them some grace here. I understand how it could be life changing.
I agree with that.
I understand why you would be scared. Like, I would not do this. So I'm not sitting here saying like there's nothing to be scared of. But it's the concept of, like, you know, I am the bravest human ever. That's where I draw the line. Certainly it's something to be brave, but again, I would say when people are defending our country, that is a necessary bravery. This, not necessary. For the astronauts who do it, like, for NASA and for our country, obviously there's a lot of untapped potential in space, and you're doing it for the betterment of your nation. But, you know, doing it for Lauren Sanchez's, like, wedding video, I don't know if that's the real reason.
I agree. I think it's brave of them. I think a lot of people wouldn't do it. I think it could be life-changing. It's the fact that they're pushing so hard in this whole, it was so historic, it's five women and all these things. And you have some former astronaut, May Jemison, who was being interviewed, and she got upset that the reporter said something about, you know, the impact this has on mankind.
Right.
No, it's humankind. Don't say mankind.
And then I heard somebody, I believe it was Brianna Lyman on Trace Gallagher's show, saying man is not like talking about a man, but it's actually an old English word that refers to personhood. So take that, astronaut.
I thought you
astronauts were supposed to be smart.
I thought the same thing. I really did. They're rocket scientists, right? I mean,
yes.
For goodness sake.
That's literally funny. Rocket scientists.
They are. Todd Pyro, thank you, my friend.
Battlehawks. I wore the shirt this week.
Did you really? Nice. Yeah. Nice.
Hey, Todd, we're hosting the championship game. Is it June 14th, I think?
Ka-ka! Yeah. Well, I have a thing.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, shoot. Well, we don't even know if the Battlehawks are playing. I'm just saying.
This is true.
Is it? That's my child's birthday weekend, but, you know, if you pay me enough, you know I'll show up. I'm such a shill for money.
we'll look into that, Todd. Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you later.
We'll see
you.
If you pay,
I'll show
if
up. You pay me enough,
I was
going
to say, I think a lot of us would show up if you paid us enough, right?
Yeah, exactly. You pay me that speaking fee, and I'll show up. I'm just kidding. Yeah, trying to coordinate those things is difficult. But that would be cool if you could get in to see a Battlehawks game. But if it's his kid's birthday weekend, forget about it.
What's funny is I'll bet you that one of the listeners or a few of them would come together and get enough money for him to Not that he probably needs the money for it.
Yeah. But if he's really got that conflict with his kid's birthday, that's not happening.
Excuses.
I know for sure. All right. Still ahead, we'll get to Luis Valdez on here from the Gun Owners of America. There was a strange decision by the Department of Justice over the definition of a pistol brace and when a gun is not a rifle, but it's a pistol, or it's a pistol and also a rifle. I don't know. We'll let Lewis clear it all up when we come back.
I wouldn't care if Dana Perino had 100 AR-15s. I wouldn't care. There are other people that I don't want them to have a plastic fork or knife because they're mentally ill. We've got to deal with the mental illness part. I don't care if good people have AR-15s. I do care if mentally unstable people have any kind of firearm. Your right to stay alive, I think, trumps your right to keep and bear arms.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts. outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, Luis Valdez with us again from the Gun Owners of America. In fact, he's the Florida State Director for Gun Owners, and that's gunowners.org. Luis, welcome back.
Good morning. It's always great to be on the show.
Yeah, did you hear that comment there from Trey Gowdy on his show talking about the Second Amendment and what he thinks trumps it?
Yes, yeah. Let me see here. How can I so eloquently put this? Go back to communist Cuba or Venezuela or China.
You know, I don't disagree with you. I think that he's carrying this too far. Now, that said, I do think we need stronger mental health laws in this country, things that have been adjudicated where you get due process. But we do need to have stronger mental health laws in this country.
Look, as a former cop who has worked the streets of South Florida, who has personally dealt with the mental health crisis here in Florida, I can tell you this. The biggest issue is that we have a mental health crisis. We don't have a gun crisis. We don't even have a crime crisis. We have a mental health crisis. And the very people who are pushing gun control are the ones that are also saying, no, these people should be out on the streets. Here's the honest truth. If someone is a danger to themselves or others, taking guns away from them doesn't solve them, because these are the same people who could get a car, drive into a crowd, get a lock and chain, lock up a door, and set a school on fire. You know, leaving them loose in society isn't the answer. They need to be put somewhere where they could get the proper treatment that they deserve. So red flag laws ain't going to solve it. Gun control ain't going to solve it.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I agree. I agree with that. I told this story before, but we had a personal experience of trying to get someone who was in a mental health crisis help. And we sat between my wife and I for about 7 or 8 hours in the intake area at a facility just for a screening interview, only to be told, I'm sorry, we don't have any room. So trying to get somebody that help is incredibly difficult in this country. I don't know why. I would assume that law enforcement officers face the same challenge when they come across somebody on the scene who's having a mental breakdown. We had a homeless guy in St. Louis last year. I snapped a picture of him. He was well known downtown. He was running around naked and sitting on the sidewalk down here. We have social workers here that are supposed to work with these people. A week later, he got shot to death by the police for threatening someone. So clearly, yeah, he completely fell through the cracks.
Oh, there's that. Look, you want an excellent example of literally falling through the cracks.
Yes.
Look no further than the Parkland situation in Florida. The shooter had over 30 points of contact with the Broward County Sheriff's Office, where he could have been Baker-acted, he could have been mentally adjudicated, he could have been arrested for actual crimes like domestic violence, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, and none of that happened, and he was swept under the rug, including by the Broward County School Board, and even by the FBI.
Yes.
But then Florida's Republicans' response was, oh, well, we have to institute red flags and go after the law-abiding citizenry in Florida. You know, that was a failure of government. It was a failure of the mental health system. It wasn't a failure of gun control, because guess what? Everything they wanted was already in effect in Broward County. Mm-hmm. Mandatory 5-day waiting periods, background checks. Guess what? None of that would have stopped this guy, because he fell through the cracks.
Yeah, another example was the whole shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, the Covenant Christian School, where that girl clearly had a lot of mental illness, and they kind of skated over it when they released, they don't call it a manifesto, but essentially it was. You know, I agree with you that the gun control is not it. You don't take away people's constitutional right to defend themselves. What's the best argument you've heard when the people, the left, is sitting there saying, well, you're making these guns too readily available. There's too many of them out there, and that's why criminals are able to get them. What's the best argument you've heard to respond to someone who makes that claim?
The best argument I've heard is, if someone is a danger to themselves and others, why are they on the streets in the first place? That's the best response. And look, mental health is a multifaceted problem. And Americans need to have a good, long, hard conversation with themselves and their families and their friends and say, we actually need to have more public spending on social health care. there is a social stigma on not social health care, on mental health care. Sorry. There's a social stigma on mental health care. If you or I go to the doctor because we have a chest cold or we broke a leg, there's no stigma against it. But if you or I go to the doctor because wanting to seek mental health treatment, because maybe there was a post-traumatic event in your life, maybe there was a car accident, maybe you lost a loved one, you know, maybe like in my case or a lot of people's cases, they were either cops or firefighters or they were or combat veterans. And, you know, they're dealing with a trauma of built up from years of dealing with this stuff and they want to get treatment. But they know if they go, they're going to be socially ostracized, they're going to be stigmatized, and their rights are possibly going to be violated. So what happens is these people either don't get treatment or they self-medicate with illicit drug use and alcoholism.
Yep.
And that just becomes a, you know, they go down the drain and they don't get the help. So there's the stigmatization that we have to remove. But on top of that, we actually have to have funding for these resources, both publicly and privately. And we need to end this whole thing of, oh, well, you know, they're just different. No, they're not different. They're having a mental health issue. They need to get treatment. But here's the thing. Mental health also isn't permanent. A lot of people that, quote unquote, have mental health, it's temporary.
Yes.
You know, it's traumatic. It's traumatic events you're trying to get over.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Luis Valdez, our guest, he is the Florida State Director for Gun Owners of America. You guys put out a post on this, I believe it was yesterday, about a firearm cannot be both a pistol and a rifle. In any case, the DOJ should not be enforcing Biden's stabilizing brace ban. So that's going on?
Yeah, that's going on. You know, this is a case of Schrodinger's gun. Or as the Biden administration would have, it's a trans firearm. It's identifying something else. So, you know, it's a pistol that wants to be a rifle, or it's a rifle that wants to be a pistol. But here's the honest truth. The Biden administration's pistol brace ban, there's a permanent injunction, and ATF has gotten their, you know, they've been smacked by the courts for this.
Yes.
So the fact that they are now bypassing this thing, you know, the ATF is saying, well, we can't enforce the pistol brace ban. Hey, we'll just call this pistol a short-barreled rifle and claim that someone's violating the National Firearms Act, which, again, it's a pistol. Legally, federally, it was sold as a pistol. Through the FFL, it was sold as a pistol. Even by ATF's own tech standards, it's a pistol. And they've even claimed and they've reported in the past pistol braces are just that. They're for pistols. So how can a pistol with a pistol brace now be classified as a short-barreled rifle?
Well,
that's very dangerous, and that's something Pam Bondi and the Trump administration needs to squash right now.
Could not agree more. Gunowners.org. I hope people go there and support you guys. Louis, thank you as always.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you and your crew for being such a shining beacon of liberty on the airwaves in these dark and troubling times.
We do appreciate you, sir. Thank you very much. That's food for thought on the mental health situation. It's got to be addressed. It does, and it's got to be addressed properly. You can't just throw up a red flag law and say, well, this will take care of it, because it doesn't, because the people still don't get the help they need, and then they're back out on the street. And you can't just label somebody because 20 years ago, after a wartime situation in Iraq, they were diagnosed with PTSD. Mm-hmm. That can't follow them and prevent them from ever having a firearm. I mean, you can be cured of that. You can have treatment and all of that. So it has to be handled properly. But we do need to address it.
Mental illness is out of control. Yes. To your point, Mark, not enough is being done. I know there's been efforts made. I mean, states across the country, including Missouri and Illinois. I don't know what the issue is, what the holdup is, if it's a funding thing, if they can't find enough workers. But something needs to be done to address this, because this is what's behind so many of these issues.
Oh, yes. So many. The Gateway shooting over here was a good example of it as well. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here. Kim, what is coming up on Kim on a Whim?
There are 11 federal holidays in the United States. You have Memorial Day, you have Juneteenth, Labor Day, Veterans Day. Now one United States senator from Missouri, one of our senators, is making the case that Easter Monday should be a federal holiday. What do you think? We're going to kick it around.
Kim on a Whim.
We are in the middle of Holy Week, looking ahead to Good Friday and then Easter, and there's a good chance that most of you will be working Monday, even though your calendar on your phone probably says Easter Monday. It's not a federal holiday, which means banks will be open. Everything will be open. The post office is open. You get your mail. But Eric Schmidt, Senator Schmidt, has introduced a bill that would make Easter Monday a federal holiday, which means some of your companies could give you the day off, which he says is important because he feels like families in some cases have a hard time trying to get together to celebrate a very, very important holiday. And I it's not that I feel strongly about this bill, like we have to pass this, but I would get on board with this. You know, when you look at the 11 federal holidays that we have here in the United States, the most recent one being Juneteenth, June 19th, that was put in place in 2021, you know, this is very, Easter is huge. And with a lot of people here in the country identifying as Christians, I could 100% get on board with this. If not Monday, then maybe Good Friday.
It is obviously to Christians the most important holiday of the year. Trump's Christmas.
It's like a tongue twister.
Blah, 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 blah. Trump's Christmas. I agree with you completely that it is the most important Christian recognition and holiday of the year. However, yeah. I think we have enough federal holidays.
So would you, let's just, for argument's sake, let's just say that they did. Would you be willing to give up another holiday for that one?
Maybe. I mean, I just don't know. I think that if you do that, and I agree that 80% of the country is Christian, but then you have to consider maybe one for Yom Kippur. I don't know. I just think it's a slippery slope. I know we have Christmas already. Maybe people are already making that argument. Well, you should do one for Yom Kippur or whatever. I just don't know if we need to add another free day off. Plus, it always happens on a Sunday, and the festivities are over on Sunday. I don't know if I need Monday to recover from it. Like,
well,
the day
like
after
it's the public
Super Bowl, I probably need Monday
get out of
to
here.
Recover
yeah, all
from
you guys
it, but
would like a federal holiday the day after the Super
but
Bowl.
But Easter
exactly.
Sunday is
or
usually
Super Bowl to Saturday.
Why don't they just make it Saturday? Or how about you make the game at like 1 p.m. instead of like 5:30?
Easter Sunday is not like some big blowout party, and then you
no,
have...
No, Mark, it is for
you,
us.
You picked
Speak
up the eggs
yourself.
By then. You just move on to work Monday.
You know, last year my in-laws set up an Easter egg hunt. And, well, there was one egg that had $50 in it. I think it was $50.
You won. You found it.
I found it. Yeah. But it was like a sack race. So you and your spouse had to be together in like the, you know, the bag thing and, you know, hopping the three-legged race thing.
I talked to Sandy about getting an invite to that this year.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just so you know.
Just so you know,
there's $50 on the line. I'm there, baby.
We're not having that again. But just so you know, I feel like I had some good intuition about where that was hidden. Per my father-in-law.
I don't know. So Eric Schmidt is pushing this, and I don't know if it gets anywhere or not. I don't have any condition. I don't have anything against it. Just because it recognizes Christians, obviously I am one. Mm-hmm. I just really think we're getting to the point where we have too many federal holidays.
He says March and April are the only back-to-back months without a federal holiday.
Which
actually,
means we
I
have
did
too
notice
many.
That. But no, what? Come on. I can't believe you of all people, you're saying we have too many federal holidays.
I just, another day off work? What do you need another day off?
How
to
many
me, it's just
said
like the,
no one ever.
The teacher's taking, you know, every other Friday off for planning days or something.
You
I mean,
hear
come
that,
on.
Teachers? Mark has a bone to pick with you.
All right. One we disagree on there, Kim. I don't know if we need that or not. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend Elliot Davis, formerly of Fox 2. He had a little dust up with Megan Green and the Board of Aldermen yesterday. We'll get to him at the top of the hour here. Stand by.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.